It is right-hander Maymel Castro heating up for the Chihuahuas in the bullpen. A 2-1. A fastball for a called strike. Throw over to first again. Closer play, but not a time. A dive in for Hira. Sean Bouchard, a tall right-hand batter, hitting for the Isotopes. He had a triple and an RBI in the second, and a strikeout looking in the fifth. Here is at first base. Two down at the sixth inning, two runs in, and a 5-3 Chihuahuas lead. Time called, and that has Durant trotting out to the pitcher's mound. Pepsi is proud to sponsor the El Paso Chihuahuas. There's nothing like rooting for the home team and sipping on an ice-cold Pepsi. Grab a Pepsi and let's go Chihuahuas. The 2-2. Bouchard swings and misses strike three to get out of the inning. But the Isotopes scored two runs on three hits. No errors and one left on base. We are in the middle of the sixth inning. It is now a much tighter ball game here with the Chihuahuas ahead 5-3 on 600 ESPN El Paso.
A new season means new selection. Make sure you drop by the Chihuahuas team shop at the ballpark to update your wardrobe today. You'll be blown away by our incredible selection that includes authentic jerseys, a massive hat wall with dozens of styles, clothes for any weather El Paso throws at you, and even kids' gear for your little ones. Get decked out from head to toe in all your favorite Chihuahuas merch and kick off the season right. Shop Chihuahuas at Southwest University Park or do it online and visit epchihuahuas.com.
The National Weather Service in El Paso has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for north central Hudspeth County in western Texas until 9 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. At 8:22 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located 12 miles north of Cornutas, moving east at 25 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Cornutas Mountains and Mayfield Ranch. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building.
Hi, this is Chris Terese. You're listening to El Paso Chihuahuas Baseball on 600 ESPN El Paso. Go Pucks.
Texas Farm Bureau members get two free tickets to any Sunday Chihuahuas home game by showing proof of membership at the ticket office. Visit texasfarmbureau.org/sports and learn more and become a member today. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, a proud sponsor of Chihuahuas Baseball. Clay Dungan steps into bat for the Chihuahuas against a new pitcher for Albuquerque, left-hander Evan Justice. And he throws inside for ball one, lefty on lefty. Justice is 27 years old, a fifth-round pick by the Rockies in 2021 out of NC State. Born in Richmond, Virginia, and went to high school there. And Dungan swings and misses. Count at one ball and one strike to him. He is 1-for-3 with a single and a run. Justice on 1-1. Outside, 2-1. Justice recently off the injured list. This is his first game since mid-June. 4-1 this year in 22 games with a 6.33 ERA. Then 2-1. Outside, 3-1. He's got one save. In 27 innings, he's allowed 27 hits. He has struck out 25 and walked 22. 5-3 Chihuahua is in the sixth inning. The 3-1. Dunga takes it low, ball four. Now tonight's DH, Luis Camposano. Camposano 1-for-2 with a single, a walk, and a fly ball to left. Just as set. Dunga takes off. Pitches low for ball one, and Dunga steals second on a head-first dive without a throw. He's got 30 steals this year. Justice on 1-0 sends it in. Camposano takes a fastball for a called strike. Tim LaCastro also has 30 steals. He and Dungan tied for the team lead. The 1-1. Inside, 2-1. Last night, Luis Camposano's 25-game hitting streak and 37-game on-base streak came to an end. Both the second longest the Chihuahuas have ever had. A 2-1. Swinging a foul ball out of play down the right field line. Alex Dickerson has the hitting streak record. Brian O'Grady, Camposano's 2021 teammate, the on-base streak record. Another of Dickerson's records fell, though, earlier this year when Jonathan Perlaza passed him for doubles in a season. 2-2, swinging a foul ball back. The Rockies are the only organization Evan Justice has ever played for. The 2-2. Outside, 3-2. He got to the majors with them in 2023 and 2024. The payoff pitch. That is just outside the zone. No challenge from Albuquerque. It's ball four on Camposano. Two walks in the inning issued by Justice, the new pitcher. The skipper went an inning at two-thirds. About two hits, no runs. No walks at two strikeouts. Now Rodolfo Duran. See if the Chihuahuas consider having him bunt here in the sixth inning ahead by two runs. Shunk is in, thinks a bunt might be coming. Justice throws, no sign of a bunt. Fastball for a called strike. Tungan's at second base. Camposano at first base. Justice on 0-1. Swinging a foul ball back to the screen. And for the second time in the game, Dunga down to a knee at the end of that swing. Oh, at 2. Evan Justice has appeared in 10 big league games, 9 in 2023, and 1 last year. Here's a curveball inside for a ball. Evan Justice made his major league debut at Oriole Park at Camden Yards in August of 2023. The 1-2. That's outside. Two balls and two strikes. He allowed one run in one inning in that debut, striking out two. It is 2-2. swinging a fly ball foul out of play to the right. The 2-2. Swinging a foul ball to the screen, first base side. Chihuahua's Baseball brought to you in part by the Foot Institute. Don't let foot pain take you out of the lineup. The Foot Institute keeps you in the game with expert care. The 2-2. That's outside, 3-2. Payoff pitch. Justice steps off, looks at second, and Duncan back to second base without a throw. Three, two. Swinging a ground ball up the middle for a base hit. Duncan will round third. He will score. Camposano to second base. It is 6-3 Chihuahuas on a single up the middle by Rodolfo Duran. He's a home run away from the cycle tonight. Duran's been on base all four times. And he's got three RBIs. Rodolfo Duran's an early candidate for the West Star Star of the Game Award. Chris Mihalik is coming out for a mound visit, the Albuquerque pitching coach. Sarah Farms is excited to announce the launch of Sarah Fresh A2A2 milk in the Borderland area at an affordable cost. A milk that can provide relief to those who experience irritation from traditional milk. There are no outs in the sixth inning. The Chihuahuas have a walk, another walk, and then an RBI single. They've got Duran at first base, Camposano at second base. The upcoming batter is Nate Mondu. Mondu adjusting the batting gloves. Tonight's first baseman for the Chihuahuas has played a lot of second base lately. Justice set, leading at the mound over.
The National Weather Service in El Paso has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Hudspeth County in western Texas until 9 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. At 8:33 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located near Del City, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Dell City, Salt Flat, far western portions of Guadalupe Mountains National Park, and Gypsum Dunes at Guadalupe National Park. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building.
Kelly, the hard-throwing lefty. 3-1. Ball four low. And with no outs, the Chihuahuas have loaded the bases. And Tirso Ornelas is coming up. Mondu at first base, Duran at second base, Camposano at third. But Pedro Lopez coming out for a mound visit, and the Albuquerque manager is going to bring in Kelly. So we'll take a break for this pitching change. Chihuahuas are in front 6-3 in the sixth inning, and Albuquerque's changing pitchers on 600 ESPN El Paso.
new season means new selection. Make sure you drop by the Chihuahuas team shop at the ballpark to update your wardrobe today. You'll be blown away by our incredible selection that includes authentic jerseys, a massive hat wall with dozens of styles, clothes for any weather El Paso throws at you, and even kids' gear for your little ones. Get decked out from head to toe in all your favorite Chihuahuas merch and kick off the season right. Shop Chihuahuas at Southwest University Park or do it online and visit epchihuahuas.com and click shop.
Howdy, this is Lauren Hodges, owner of Longhorn Distributing, a proud supporter of Chihuahuas baseball since the opening pitch in 2014. And we're proud of our lineup of quality detail and cleaning products now found in our remodeled store at 5516 East Paisano, just two blocks south of I-10. It's where the pros shop, and we're open to the public as well with parking in the back. Besides detail supplies, we're also the Hot Seat Pressure Washer Distributor in West Texas and Southern New Mexico. Check us out, Longhorn Distributing.
Orthopedic care. When knee pain postpones a walk with friends or halts a weekend hike, recruit the orthopedic physicians, surgeons, and physical therapists at the Hospitals of Providence to join your team. Your greatest comeback starts at the Hospitals of Providence, the largest orthopedic network in El Paso. Take the first step in understanding your knee pain with our brief quiz at thehospitalsofprovidence.com.
El Paso Chihuahuas baseball. Fetch the fun on 600 ESPN El Paso.
Left-hander Antoine Kelly comes in to pitch for the Albuquerque Isotopes with the bases loaded in the sixth inning. The Chihuahuas had three walks in the inning issued by Evan Justice, and they also had a base hit. And here's Ornelas. Tirso 0-3 with a pop-up shortstop, a fielder's choice, and a strikeout in the game. And Kelly sends it in. Outside and low, ball one. This is Antoine Kelly's 32nd game. He's got a 5.77 ERA and a 3-5 record. Four saves and 34 in a third innings. He's allowed 41 hits, striking out 38 and walking 23. 1-0. Low. 2-0 on a fastball that hits 98 miles an hour. As for it, Tirso Ornelas, with the bases loaded this season, he is 4-13 with 10 RBIs. The 2-0. Called strike waist high. 2-1 on Tirso. And Kelly spins it in. Inside for a ball. 3-1. Albuquerque's infield is back. The 3-1. Low ball four. It's another Chihuahuas run. Four walks in the inning. Mondu goes to second base. Durand to third base. Campesano scores. It is RBI number 52 for Tirso Ornelas. Now Marcos Castagnon. Kelly's pitch. Fastball high, 1-0. Castagnon 1-3 tonight with a single and an RBI ground out. He's now 12-31 since arriving from AA. A 1-0. Swinging a foul ball out of play. One ball, one strike. Kelly, who faced the Chihuahuas in the past with Round Rock. Flips it in. Swinging a line drive right field. This is down for a base hit. Durant scores. Mondu is coming around. The throw from the right fielder, Veen, bounces through, but not in time. 9-3 Chihuahuas on a two-run single by Marcos Castagnon. Still no outs in the sixth inning. Castagnon has driven in three. And now it's Francisco Acuna. Four walks and two singles for the Chihuahuas here in the sixth inning. They lead it 9-3 on Albuquerque. Kelly pumps it in. Swinging a foul ball back. So that closes the line on Evan Justice. Did not record any outs. Allowed one hit, four runs, all earned on three walks. Kelly delivers. Low. One ball, one strike. Now it's runners on at first and third. Ornelas at third base. Castagnon at first base. 1-1. Blocked by Cope. Two balls and one strike. Two one, swing and a miss. Two balls and two strikes on Francisco Acuna.
The National Weather Service in El Paso has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Hudspeth County in western Texas until 9:15 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. At 8:43 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located 9 miles west of Del City, moving southeast at 40 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts and half-dollar size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Del City and Salt Flat. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building.
Payoff pitch. Swinging a ground ball back over Kelly. Up the middle at shortstop Miller fields. It steps on second. Throws to first. Safe at first. Out at second. Ornelas scores to make it 10-3. Acuna picks up an RBI. Castagnon's out at second. And Ornelas comes in with El Paso's fifth run of the inning. Here's Tim LaCastro. Pitch. Swinging a line drive right field. Veen is over, and this ball lands. LaCastro's got a base hit, his third of the game. He'll run back to first base as the lead runner Acuna goes first to third, and that single to right. LaCastro able to take a low pitch and drive it out to right field. He's been on base three times. And now the ninth batter of the inning, Jonathan Perlaza, who is 1-for-4 with a solo home run to give him 106 runs batted in, the most by any Chihuahua in a single season. Kelly set. And the pitch. Low and in, ball one. The Rockies are Kelly's third organization. Had time with the Brewers and the Rangers previously. On the 1-0. Swinging a foul ball back. One ball, one strike. Kelly on 1-1. Swinging a ground ball to the shortstop. Miller fields it, throws to second, caught there. And Albuquerque thinks that's the end of the inning. Amador did not pivot and try to make a double play throw. Acuna scores to make it 11-3. Amador, the second baseman, caught it. Stepped in front of second base. And began to trot off the field. Watch the second baseman's body language here. Didn't even turn and throw to first. Might have had a chance to get Perlaza and end the inning. It gives Perlaza run batted in, number 107. Lacasser out at second. And again, Acuna came in there. So, not to say that they would have gotten him. Perlaza, good speed down the line as always. But didn't even make the throw. Clay Dungan taking a ball low there. He's the 10th batter of the inning. He began this inning with a walk and a run scored. There's Acuna coming in. And scoring the 6th run of the inning. The 1-0. Swinging a line drive out in left field. Thompson underneath it. Makes the play. To retire the side. But the Chihuahuas had a monstrous inning there. They score 6 times in a 10-batter inning and lead 11-3. Back after this with the 7th inning on 600 ESPN El Paso.
Jason Tafoya back here at the studio here for your SportsCenter update. Your scoreboard update. Looking over at the PCL, starting off with Albuquerque and El Paso, they are 3-11, the Chihuahuas lead. And an update from this game, Jonathan Perlaza hit his 106th RBA of the season. He has now broken the franchise record of 105 set by Hunter Renfro in 2016. His 106 RBIs are 21 more than his previous high of 85 in 2023. He is just 2 players in AAA baseball with 100 or more RBIs. More about this game, Rodolfo Duran is having a great game, driving in 3 runs over 4 plate appearances and accounting for 3 of the Chihuahuas' runs on the board. He is just 1 plate appearance away from hitting the cycle. Stay tuned with Tim Haggerty for more on that. Looking elsewhere, the Tacoma and the Aces are 0-1 in the top of the 6th, and the Salt Lake Bees and Tacoma is 4-4 in the bottom of the 5th, and your final at Sacramento and Oklahoma City is 1-6. That's your scoreboard update.
Hello, this is starting pitcher Daniel McCutchen. You are listening to El Paso Chihuahuas Baseball on ESPN El Paso.
All right, thank you to Jason DeFoya for that update. We go to the seventh inning, and there's a number of changes on the field for the Chihuahuas. Manuel Castro comes in to pitch. Jonathan Perlaza is out of the game. It is 11-3 Chihuahuas. And coming in his batting spot is Ripken Reyes. Reyes playing second base. So Reyes now batting the leadoff spot. His first game played in the past couple of nights. And Clay Dungan, who was at the second base, goes out to play center. Pitching out to Daniel Cope. It is a fastball for a called strike. And Tirso Ornelas is in right, so Perlaza out of the game. And Reyes continues stretching back and forth in his position at seconds. The 0-1. Inside corner for a called strike. Manuel Castro pitching for the Chihuahuas. Castro 4-1 with a 4.33 ERA in 21 games, all in relief. The 0-2. That's high and tight, 1-2. He's got one save. In 27 innings, he's allowed 22 hits. Has struck out 28 and walked 22. There's the batter, Cope, bending back on the high and inside pitch. 1-2, swung on ground ball to the second baseman. Reyes fields it. Throws on to first. So the ball finds the new guy coming off the bench, Ripken Reyes. With Aaron Chunk coming up. Yeah, Jason mentioned that score, but Tacoma, the first place team, is in the bottom of the fifth inning, now tied 4-4. Again, the Chihuahuas are 5.5 back in fourth place in the standings. On the pitch to Aaron Chunk coming in. Popped out of the catcher Duran's mitt. One ball and no strikes. The Chihuahuas play tomorrow, the final home game, and then they're scheduled to play 7 instead of 6 at Sugarland, although we don't know what day the doubleheader will be between the Chihuahuas and the Space Cowboys. 1-0. That's a called strike. Word is that the Space Cowboys and league officials are keeping an eye on the standings and seeing if that doubleheader will be played or if it will be a single game. Here's a foul ball out of play, 1-2. The Chihuahuas have never been in this scenario, but over the past three seasons, since the PCL went to the split season format, there have been games canceled if both teams are mathematically eliminated within a half and they have a rainout. They sometimes do not make it up. Here's a ball low. Check swing, Shunk did not go. 2-2. So occasionally at the end of the season, if you add up a team's win-loss total, it does not get to 150. The Chihuahuas hope that does not happen because it would mean that they were eliminated, but there's a mathematical chance that could happen, it sounds like. Here's a fly ball shallow and right that is Reyes, the second baseman, heading back. Mondu, the first baseman, back, but the ball is in the stands. 2-2 on Aaron Chunk. The on-deck hitter picks up his bat and will hand it to him. Are you ready to make a real impact? Kickstart your rewarding EMT career with ProAction, where top-notch education meets life-saving heroes. Join the front line of difference makers today. Visit proactionems.com. And the 2-2 on Chunk. Swinging a pop-up. This time closer to the field. At foul ground, Mondu under it. Makes the play on the warning track. Two away in the top of the seventh. Tonight, Matt Waldron, as we mentioned earlier, 6 innings, 3 runs allowed. And he's online for the win. It's up to the Chihuahuas pen to hold it with an 8-run lead. Zach Veen, the leadoff hitter tonight for the Isotopes, 0-3 at top of the order. A guy who made his Major League debut earlier this year. Castro throws. Fastball for a called strike. Astros said. And the 0-1, fastball, that's a called strike. And it has Veen tapping his helmet. So the Isotopes are risking what could be their final challenge here. They're 0-for-1 so far. It is a strike. Albuquerque, he's out of challenges, and the Chihuahuas have one left. The 0-2, check swing. Veen did not go. Turan popped up ready to make an around the horn toss, but that goes for a ball. Castro's next one is swung on, popped up on the left side of the infield. And Castagnon back on the grass, and foul ground makes the catch to end the inning. Castro puts down Albuquerque 1-2-3. We are at the seventh inning stretch in El Paso. And the score, 11-3 Chihuahuas on 600 ESPN El Paso.
Hit by an 18-wheeler? Call Cesar. Cesar Ornelas Law is the law firm that fights to get you what you deserve from the insurance company. For his experience and success helping people like you after a serious accident, Cesar Ornelas has won numerous industry awards and was recently named Lawyer of the Year by the American Institute of Legal Professionals. Call Cesar, 915-8000. If you've been injured in a serious accident, call now. Cesar is here to fight for you. Call 915-8000.
You can buy a new car anywhere. What makes CASA different? The trust we've earned along the way. 55 years later, we're still growing bigger to serve you better. Now with 16 trusted brands. From everyday value to luxury and performance, with thousands to choose from, all under one roof. And with our CASA Advantage, you get peace of mind with lifetime powertrain protection, free home delivery, and CASA's 7-day return policy. Bigger brands, better value, and the name you can trust. CASA. The home of the nice guys. Yeah!
Triple S Janitorial and Pool, El Paso's local family-owned distributor for over 45 years. Triple S has you covered for all your swimming pool and cleaning needs, residential and commercial. As the supplier for all City of El Paso pools, Fort Bliss, UTEP, and now the splash pad at Southwest University Park, they have what you need to keep your facility clean and your pool blue. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit Triple S Janitorial and Pool, 10015 Carnegie, or online at catalog.tripleselpaso.com.
Hi, this is Logan Gillespie. You're listening to Chihuahuas Baseball on 600 ESPN El Paso.
We are back in downtown El Paso in the bottom of the seventh inning. And the Chihuahuas are leading Albuquerque 11-3. The Isotopes bring on left-hander Mason Green. And Luis Camposano will greet him. Camposano's been on base three times. Two walks and a single. This is Mason Green's first game with Albuquerque. The lefty throws. Fastball on the outside corner for a called strike. The Chihuahuas have one challenge left. Albuquerque does not have any. And the 0-1. Tails outside for a ball. Green is 26 years old from Kansas. Played in college at Central Missouri. 6'1", 195 pounds. And the 1-1. Inside for a ball. Tonight is Mason Green's Triple-A debut. At Double-A Hartford this year, he was partly a starter, mostly a reliever. The 2-1. Outside for ball three. Six wins, four losses, and a 4.22 ERA for him. At 70 and a third innings, he's allowed 61 hits at AA. Striking out 78 and walking 36. The 3-1. Outside for ball four. And Campusano has walked three times in the game. The Chihuahuas had a 10-batter sixth inning. Part of it came against Antoine Kelly, who went one inning, allowed two hits, two runs, both earned. One walk and no strikeouts. Now Rodolfo Duran. A home run here gives him a cycle. And the pitch. Inside for ball one. Duran has 13 homers this year. In a primarily backup role, so he certainly has the stock to get it out of here and hit for the cycle. Campusano at first is not being held on. 1-0. That's high for a ball. The Chihuahuas have had five cycles in their team history. A 2-0. Swing and foul ball back to the screen. Duran has been on base four times in this game. A walk in the first inning, a triple in the third, a double in the fourth, and then an RBI single in the sixth. A 2-1. Inside and low for ball three. Mason Green, the new pitcher for the Albuquerque Isotopes. He's the sixth pitcher in seven innings for Albuquerque. 3-1. Grounded foul toward his own dugout. It's a full count on catcher Rodolfo Duran. The payoff pitch. Swinging a tapper in front of the plate. The catcher Cope picks it up, looks at second, goes to first, and stretching to snag it is Hira. Reaching towards second base. He caught it. And Campusano down to second base. On the 2-3 put out here in the bottom of the seventh. Nate Mondu, two groundouts, a strikeout, and a walk. And the pitch. Low for ball one. On a curve from Mason Green. Green's next one to Mondu. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Amador, the second baseman, makes a throw to first in time. Two away. Campusano runs to third base on that ground out. And Tirso Ornelas is coming up. It's 11-3 Chihuahuas in the bottom of the seventh inning. Green set. And the pitch. Fastball for a called strike. Ornelas had a walk and a run scored. And an RBI, a bases loaded walk. Last inning of the sixth. The 0-1. Inside. One ball, one strike on Tirso. The 1-1. Swinging a foul ball back. 1-2 on Ornelas. The Chihuahuas and Isotopes have been alternating wins and losses. El Paso winning Game 1, losing Game 2, winning Game 3, losing last night, and ahead here in Game 5. As a light mist begins to fall, Ornelas takes a pitch outside. Two balls and two strikes. Everybody remains in their seats, though. This is not like the rain last night. Very light mist. Have to stare up into the lights to even see it. The 2-2. Pulled into the net, first base side. The two balls and two strikes at Tirso Ornelas. And the pitch. Swing and a miss to end the inning. Mason Green walked the first battery saw, but then got three consecutive outs here in his first AAA inning. No runs for the Chihuahuas, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. We will head to the eighth inning, and the Chihuahuas are at front 11-3 on 600 ESPN El Paso.
From hometown to national. Sports spoken here. 600 ESPN El Paso is KROT El Paso, a Town Square Media station.
Speaking Rock proudly sponsors the El Paso Chihuahuas. They're open 7 days a week and are located at 122 South Old Pueblo Road. Come visit them and let their friendly staff assist you in making your visit the most fun and entertaining. They hope to see you there soon. Follow them on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Speaking Rock. For more information, call 915-860-7777 or find them on their website at www.speakingrock.com.
Budweiser, the American lager. A time-honored recipe, true to our original process, brewed using the choicest hops, rice, and best barley malt, delivering great quality beer since 1876. Budweiser, this Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2024 Anheuser-Busch Budweiser Lager Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Together, we create the world we believe in. GECU is the federal credit union that supports you with checking and savings accounts, loans, credit cards, financial education, and more. Learn all about the benefits of a credit union membership and get started online now at GECU.com. Membership eligibility is required. All loans are subject to credit qualification and approval. Other conditions and limitations apply. Equal housing lender, insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Matt Festa, and you're listening to Chihuahuas Baseball on 600 ESPN El Paso.
We're back at Southwest University Park in El Paso. Just a little bit of a minor cart delay. Some rain is falling. They were tossing some t-shirts into the stands with a couple of throwers on the back platform of that cart. All of a sudden, the rain was a little too hard, and the tires didn't have any traction on the warning track. So a few Chihuahuas employees had to run over and push that cart right off the field. Now that that's resolved, the eighth inning can begin. Here's Adiel Amador facing the Chihuahuas right-handed pitcher Manuel Castro. There's another pitcher, Miguel Castro. And there's a ball high and in on Amador. 11-3 Chihuahuas. Castro had a 1-2-3 seventh inning. And the pitch. Behind him has Amador dancing out of the way somehow of a changeup that Castro lost control of. Amador lifted up his back foot right before the ball bounced under it. Now he's on the grass behind the batter's boxes, stretching. Castro on 2-0, high for a ball. There was a single-A game in San Bernardino, California in the 1990s, and they had this between-innings contest where a handful of fans got a car key. 3-0 inside ball four to begin the eighth inning. And they put this old car on the warning track behind home plate. And the contest was only one of the keys was the winner. The one that starts the car, you get to keep the car. Well, one of the other people somehow jammed their key in the ignition and they couldn't get it out. So between innings in a California League game, there was a car on the field and they couldn't move it. And it led to quite a delay and quite a bit of anger. Castro's wiping off his hands on the back of his jersey pants as the Chihuahua's catcher, Duran, goes back behind the plate. But luckily, that didn't happen tonight. There was no delay as the Chihuahua's staff was able to push that card off the field. Castro throws, and Sam Hilliard takes a ball on a close one. Amador at first base after a walk. Castro fires. Fastball for a called strike. Now the rain getting a little bit heavier and some fans are heading for the concourse. Some Chihuahua's players moving from the bullpen into the dugout to get cover. The 1-1. Outside corner for a called strike. And a curveball for Manuel Castro. Castro's 1-2. Swinging a ground ball to the first baseman. Moving in, Mondu picks it up. Steps on the base. Amador goes to second. Hilliard's out. And Keston Hira is coming up. It's 11-3 Chihuahuas, the pitch. Inside corner for a called strike. Waldron deals. Excuse me, that's Castro, and it's outside for a ball. On Keston Hira, who had two doubles early in the game and then a single in the sixth inning. 1-1. Swing and a miss. The big rally for the Chihuahuas in this one. A 10 batters, sixth inning. They score it six times. Here's the set. And the 1-2. That's high. Not sure if Castro's having a tough time gripping the slick ball here. The wind is blowing in. And the rain's still coming down as the 2-2 is swung on and popped up. Outfielders looking up into the raindrops here in right field. Ornelas makes the catch. Amador back to second. Two away for Sterling Thompson. Thompson's 0 for 3 with a strikeout. A fly ball that Perlaza made a tumbling catch on back at the fourth inning and a line drive to the shortstop in this game. Manuel Castro, his black glove up against his white Chihuahua's jersey. Comes set. And he spins it in. Swinging a fly ball left field. LaCastro's running in. Two infielders running out. LaCastro makes the play. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on base. Middle of the eighth inning. And the Chihuahuas are at front. 11-3. With some light rain falling at Southwest University Park on 600 ESPN El Paso.
Orthopedic care. When knee pain postpones a walk with friends or halts a weekend hike, recruit the orthopedic physicians, surgeons, and physical therapists at the Hospitals of Providence to join your team. Your greatest comeback starts at the Hospitals of Providence, the largest orthopedic network in El Paso. Take the first step in understanding your knee pain with our brief quiz at thehospitalsofprovidence.com.
Speaking Rock presents KLAQ Rocks the Park.
Saturday, October 4th.
Featuring Scott Stapp. Scott Stapp of Creed. Plus, a show unlike any other. Poppy. Dead Poet Society. Like Ella. Tickets on sale now at the Southwest University Park box office and KLAQ.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is Jeremiah Estrada. You're listening to Chihuahua's Baseball on 600 ESPN El Paso.
Pepsi is proud to sponsor the El Paso Chihuahuas. There's nothing like rooting for the home team and sipping on an ice-cold Pepsi. Grab a Pepsi and let's go Chihuahuas. Bottom of the eighth inning in El Paso, 11-3 Chihuahuas. Marcos Castagnon adjusting his padding as he steps in with that pad on his front left foot. The Chihuahuas third baseman, 2-for-4 with 3 RBIs in this game, batting from the right side. And the pitch from Green off the catcher's mitt and then back to the screen. Ball one. Francisco Acuña is on deck, and then Tim LaCastro. Right-hander Misael Tamarez warming in the bullpen as the Chihuahuas are 3 outs away from a win. After this bottom of the 8th inning, Albuquerque will send up Miller, Bouchard, and Cope. 6-7-8. And the pitch. That is low for a ball. 2-0 on the first Chihuahuas batter in the 8th inning. Green pumps it in. Swinging a line drive left field. Running play by Thompson. Castagnon hits it 109 miles an hour, but he lines out to left. And Francisco Acuña comes up. Acuña has been hit by 2 pitches in this game. 0-for-2 otherwise. With a strikeout, a fielder's choice, and an RBI. Pitch. That's a called strike. Now the rain is all but stopped here. It has really slowed down. Some tiny drops are misting down, but that's just about it. 0-1. Swinging a grounder into the third base dugout on the Chihuahua side. Albuquerque's in the field with the purple jerseys on, gray pants, the Rockies AAA team. Mason Green set at the 0-2. That's outside. 1-2 on Acuña. Green is set, and he pitches. Swinging a pop-up on the right side. Amador, the second baseman, underneath it, makes the catch. 2 down in the bottom of the 8th inning for Tim LaCastro. Sarah Farms is excited to announce the launch of Sarah Fresh A2A2 milk in the Borderland area at an affordable cost. A milk that can provide relief to those who experience irritation from traditional milk. LaCastro, right-hand hitter with an open stance. Here's the set. And the toss in. Low for a ball. 1-0. Two down and no Chihuahuas on in the 8th inning. They lead by 8. Fastball for a called strike. 1-1. on the Castro. These two teams will have the series and the Chihuahuas home finale tomorrow. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Tomorrow will be the same pitching matchup as game one. Two left-handers. Jackson Wolf for the Chihuahuas. Mason Albright for the Isotopes. Albuquerque then will bus back home and take on Reno next week. And the Chihuahuas go to Sugar Land to close the regular season. 1-2. Ground ball to the shortstop. Miller's got it. Juggles. It rolls out of his glove. LeCastro safe. An error to Miller, his 11th of the year. And now Ripken Reyes batting for the first time. Reyes batting 260. No home runs yet. 15 batted in. Mason Green set. The pitch. That's high. 1-0. First place Tacoma leading at Salt Lake 6-5 in the seventh. The Chihuahuas are 5.5 back. And Tacoma's the team at first. The 1-0. The swing and a foul ball back. With Round Rock surging, winning 7 out of 10, the Chihuahuas actually have been pushed down to 4th place. A few days ago, they were in 2nd. One ball, one strike. And the pitch. Off the catcher's mitt, but a called strike. And Reyes is challenging this. Why not with 2 outs in the 8th? It's a strike. So both teams are out of their challenges. Reyes with the Black Sox up high. Back in there from the right side. The pitch. Low. 2-2. Mason Green on 2-2 to Ripken Reyes. The pitch. That's high. Ripken has played all over the field for the Chihuahuas. Up and down between AA and AAA this year. At the payoff pitch. Runner goes. That is outside for ball 4. 2 on for the Chihuahuas in the 8th inning. Reyes at first. LeCastro at second. And it brings up Clay Dungan, who's now the center fielder. Green sends it in. Inside, up around the letters for a ball. While the field is wet, the rain has stopped, and fans are settling back into their seats. Unlike last night, it was not hard enough for long enough to halt the game. Last night, an official game, 9-0 Albuquerque. Dungan takes a fastball inside that hits him on the hand, spikes his bat, and walks down the first base line. Like it got him on the right throwing hand. Now Luis Camposano with the bases loaded. Duncan's okay. Took off his batting glove. He's now making a fist. And Chris Mahalik, the pitching coach, comes out for a mound visit with 2 down and the bases full for Luis Camposano. Hot weather requires extra care for your ride. Find all the products you need at Longhorn Distributing, 5516 East Paisano, between I-10 and Fox Plaza. Waxes, ceramic coatings, dressings, and so much more. Longhorn Distributing. Luis Camposano will bat. The Chihuahuas already ahead comfortably. Have their best hitter this year at the plate. Dungan at first, Reyes at second, and LaCastro at third. And the pitch. That's high. 1-0. Swinging a foul ball down near his foot. One ball, one strike. Camposano has 25 home runs but does not have any grand slams this year. 1-1. Outside. With the bases loaded, Camposano has driven in 5. That 3 bases loaded walks. And takes the ball low here, so should get something tempting to swing at on 3-1 with the bases loaded. They'll want to go at him. They don't want to walk in a run. Green dishes on 3-1. Swinging a foul ball back. Indeed, he got a fastball and was right on it, but fouled it back. Full count, 2 down. All 3 runners will go. And the payoff pitch. Outside, ball 4. Camposano has walked 4 times. This one brings in a run to make it 12-3. Sends Dungan to second base. Reyes to third. And scored LaCastro. Now Rodolfo Duran. A home run away from a cycle. And the pitch. And that's high for a ball. And Duran had a walk in the first inning. A triple in the third. A double in the fourth. And a single in the sixth. 1-0. Inside for a ball. He has made an out in this game when he hit one in front of the plate, picked up by the catcher. Green on 2-0. Swung on. Belted. High and deep. Out in left center. It is a grand slam and a cycle for Rodolfo Duran. Duran with his 14th home run and most memorable of the year. Rodolfo Duran hits for the cycle. The first in a Chihuahuas game since Jose Iglesias in 2023. It goes 435 feet. Now Nate Mondu outside for a ball. Quite a night at the ballpark tonight. We saw Jonathan Perlaza break a team RBI record for a single season. And now Duran hits for the cycle. Mondu swings, rolls on to the shortstop. Picked up at the third baseman Chunk. Throw to first, stretching and catching his Hira to end the inning. But the Chihuahuas score 5. They now lead 16-3 at the end of 8 innings on 600 ESPN El Paso.
new season means new selection. Make sure you drop by the Chihuahuas team shop at the ballpark to update your wardrobe today. You'll be blown away by our incredible selection that includes authentic jerseys, a massive hat wall with dozens of styles, clothes for any weather El Paso throws at you, and even kids' gear for your little ones. Get decked out from head to toe in all your favorite Chihuahuas merch and kick off the season right. Shop Chihuahuas at Southwest University Park or do it online and visit epchihuahuas.com and click shop.
An affordable education starts at Eastern New Mexico University, 4 hours northeast of El Paso and Las Cruces. ENMU offers one of the most affordable tuitions in the Southwest for New Mexico and Texas residents. ENMU offers great scholarships, small class sizes, and a safe and welcoming campus. With online and in-person class options, ENMU is the perfect option for you to start, continue, or finish your degree. Visit enmu.edu. Eastern New Mexico University. Student success, that's what we're about.
Enjoy the Fountains of Faro, El Paso's premier lifestyle shopping venue. Treat your taste buds to a simply better dining experience with a variety of culinary delights such as Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, Kona Grill, or The Melting Pot. Embark on a simply better shopping experience and visit brand name retailers like Nordstrom Rack, Loft, Woodhouse Day Spa, Total Wine, and many more. Catch one of the many seasonal events and don't miss their signature fountains displays. Located at I-10 and Hawkins, visit FountainsAffera.com. Fountains of Faro, a simply better experience.
Hi, this is Jeff Francoeur, and you're listening to El Paso Chihuahuas Baseball on Team 600 ESPN El Paso.
Chihuahuas history here tonight at Southwest University Park as Rodolfo Duran has hit a grand slam to clinch the sixth cycle the El Paso Chihuahuas have ever had. Misael Tamarez comes in. More on the cycle in a moment as the Chihuahuas make a pitching change. They've taken a 16-3 lead on the Albuquerque ice at Tilbs. And here's Tamarez. Tamarez in four games for the Chihuahuas. No wins, one loss at a 13.50 ERA. 8 innings, 19 hits. Striking out 6 and walking 1. Tamarez to Owen Miller. Inside for a ball. The pitch. That is ball 2. And 2-0 called strike. So the last time that Chihuahuas had a grand slam, it was by Duran on August 7th, right here versus OKC. A 2-1. Swinging a pop-up out in right field. Ornelas under it for El Paso. Catches the fly ball. Mason McCauley had 2 grand slams for the Chihuahuas in this park this year. It was the 7th grand slam hit by the Chihuahuas. And again, this one clinching a cycle for Rodolfo Duran. Next pitch, a ball inside on Sean Bouchard. Tamarez on 1-0. Swing and a miss. The first cycle the El Paso Chihuahuas ever had was on a summer night in 2016 against Memphis. Here at home by Taylor Lindsay. Clinched it on a double down the left field line. Bouchard swings and misses. 1-2. 2 years later, also in a home game, also against Memphis, Carlos Asuaje did it, clinching it on a triple to left center. 1-2. That's inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. J. Jason Vossler hit a cycle in 2019 at Las Vegas for the Chihuahuas. The 2-2. Swinging a fly ball out in right field. Ornelas underneath it. Two down in the ninth inning with the score 16-3 Chihuahuas. Here's Daniel Cope with two outs and the bases empty. In the ninth inning, Tavares throws. Swinging a ground ball to short. Might end the ball game. Acuna's got it. Throw it to first. A convincing 16-3 win for the Chihuahuas. That includes a single season RBI record set by Perlaza and a cycle by Rodolfo Duran. We'll come back after this with the West Star postgame show on 600 ESPN El Paso.
New season means new selection. Make sure you drop by the Chihuahuas team shop at the ballpark to update your wardrobe today. You'll be blown away by our incredible selection that includes authentic jerseys, a massive hat wall with dozens of styles, clothes for any weather El Paso throws at you, and even kids gear for your little ones. Get decked out from head to toe in all your favorite Chihuahuas merch and kick off the season right. Shop Chihuahuas at Southwest University Park or do it online and visit epchihuahuas.com and click shop.
The UTEP football team opens a two-game homestand against ULM Saturday, September 20th. The game is sponsored by El Paso Children's Hospital. Join us for Heroes Night as we pay tribute to the Sun City's first responders, armed forces, medical personnel, and educators. Kickoff is at 7. Come cheer on El Paso's team. Single game and season tickets are available as well as discounted group rate. Call 747-UTEP or visit utepminors.com.
This is the Budweiser beer. Smooth, crisp, beechwood-aged beer. Brewed the hard way. So when we wake up itching to prove the world wrong, this is the beer we'll drink. When we win championships we're not supposed to win. When we stop calling our startup a startup because it's not a startup anymore. When we say we're going to change the world and we actually change the world, this is the beer we'll drink. Budweiser. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser beer. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
Orthopedic care. When knee pain postpones a walk with friends or halts a weekend hike, recruit the orthopedic physicians, surgeons, and physical therapists at the Hospitals of Providence to join your team. Your greatest comeback starts at the Hospitals of Providence, the largest orthopedic network in El Paso. Take the first step in understanding your knee pain with our brief quiz at thehospitalsofprovidence.com.
Hello, this is starting pitcher Daniel McCutchen. You're listening to El Paso Chihuahuas Baseball on ESPN El Paso.
Welcome to the postgame show presented by Westar. The El Paso Chihuahuas have defeated the Albuquerque Isotopes tonight 16-3. They are preparing for the postgame fireworks show on the field. In our next segment, we'll have the highlights for you. But first, the totals from this one. El Paso 16 runs on 12 hits, no errors. Albuquerque 3 runs on 6 hits and 1 error. The Chihuahuas now have a 38-29 second half record. Albuquerque 28-40 for them. Matt Waldron got the win. He's 7-4 with a 6.52 ERA now. And Carl Kaufman took the loss 2-3 with 5.77 ERA. No save in the game. Time of the game, 3 hours and 1 minute. And the attendance, 8,756. So we'll come back after this. We'll show you the highlights, give out the West Star of the Game Award, and more on 600 ESPN El Paso.
A new season means new selection. Make sure you drop by the Chihuahuas team shop at the ballpark to update your wardrobe today. You'll be blown away by our incredible selection that includes authentic jerseys, a massive hat wall with dozens of styles, clothes for any weather El Paso throws at you, and even kids gear for your little ones. Get decked out from head to toe in all your favorite Chihuahuas merch and kick off the season right. Shop Chihuahuas at Southwest University Park or do it online and visit epchihuahuas.com and click shop.
Orthopedic care. When knee pain postpones a walk with friends or halts a weekend hike, recruit the orthopedic physicians, surgeons, and physical therapists at the Hospitals of Providence to join your team. Your greatest comeback starts at the Hospitals of Providence, the largest orthopedic network in El Paso. Take the first step in understanding your knee pain with our brief quiz at thehospitalsofprovidence.com.
Hey there, Chihuahua fans. Don't strike out this year. Invest in healthy building solutions from PC Automated Controls for your staff and customers. Their solutions include advanced products and services that help deliver healthier, safer, more efficient, and more productive indoor environments. Their experts will work closely with you to design, maintain, operate, and sustain your buildings to help protect what's most important, the health of those inside. Find out more at PCAutomatedControls.com. That's PCAutomatedControls.com.
Howdy, this is Lauren Hodges, owner of Longhorn Distributing, a proud supporter of Chihuahua's baseball since the opening pitch in 2014. And we're proud of our lineup of quality detail and cleaning products now found in our remodeled store at 5516 East Paisano, just two blocks south of I-10. It's where the pros shop, and we're open to the public as well with parking in the back. Besides detail supplies, we're also the Hot Seat Pressure Washer distributor in West Texas and Southern New Mexico. Check us out, Longhorn Distributing.
Hey, it's your resident Super Bowl champ, Chris Kenny, and you're listening to the home of Chihuahuas baseball, 600 ESPN El Paso.
All right, we're back at Southwest University Park for the postgame show presented by Westar, and we'll take a listen to the highlights now. Albuquerque scored once in the second inning to go in front 1-0 on an RBI triple by Sean Bouchard. And the Chihuahuas right back in the bottom of the third. Clay Duncan began that inning with a single. Luis Camposano walked. And Rodolfo Duran came up. The 0-2. Swinging a fly ball out in left center field. Hilliard, the center fielder, can't get there. It lands. Rounding third, heading home is Duncan. He scores to tie the game. Camposano's being sent around. Throw from center field. Not in time. Two runs score. As Duran hits it out to left center. And the Chihuahuas go ahead. See if that's a double or a triple for Duran. They do call it a triple, his second of the season. Later on in that inning, Marcos Castagnon had an RBI ground out, giving the Chihuahuas three runs in the third, and they took a 3-1 lead. Then, in the top of the fourth inning, there was a runner at second base for Albuquerque, and right fielder Jonathan Perlaza made this diving catch. Catches it right above the grass and then bounced over, tumbling before standing up and making the play. An additional ovation as they showed it on the video board. Diving play by Perlaza there to rob Sterling Thompson. The Chihuahuas in the bottom of the fourth inning came up, and at this point they had a 3-1 lead. The first batter in the bottom of the fourth was Tim LaCastro. It is gone. Home run, Tim LaCastro. 4-1, Chihuahuas. 432 feet. The at-bat went six pitches, and LaCastro cranks it out of here. His eighth home run this year. The next batter for the Chihuahuas in the bottom of the fourth was Jonathan Perlaza. It's worth a reminder a few times a game. Perlaza one RBI away from the team record. He tied it the other day. No RBIs last night. 0-2. High fly ball. Deep and right. A record-breaking homer. Perlaza has 106 RBIs. Back-to-back home runs for the Chihuahuas. 5-1 Chihuahuas. Perlaza. 106 RBIs, a new Chihuahuas record. They display it up on the video board. And Jonathan Perlaza passing Hunter Renfroe for the most RBIs in a season for the Chihuahuas. And back-to-back homers there for El Paso. The first time since August on a road game at Sacramento when Nate Mondu and Luis Camposano did that. A lot of notes in this one taking place. So that gave the Chihuahuas a 5-1 advantage. Albuquerque got closer in the sixth inning with a solo home run by Adiel Amador and then later a sac fly by Owen Miller to make it 5-3. But the Chihuahuas in the sixth inning had a long rally. They had a leadoff walk by Clay Dungan, another by Luis Camposano, and Rodolfo Duran drove in Dungan to give the Chihuahuas an additional run. Nate Mondu walked, Tirso Ornelas walked, and the bases were loaded for Marcos Castagnon. And the payoff pitch. Swinging a ground ball back over Kelly, up the middle at shortstop Miller fields. It steps on second, throws to first. Safe at first, out at second. Ornelas scores to make it 10-3. Acuna picks up an RBI. Castagnon's out at second. And Ornelas comes in with El Paso's fifth run of the inning. That was all part of the six-run rally for the Chihuahuas in the sixth inning. And they really added to the lead. So, in the seventh inning, neither side scored. But the Chihuahuas had a monstrous eighth inning and included a little bit of team history. First off, the bases were loaded and Luis Camposano was batting. As for Tirso Ornelas, who had the bases loaded this season, he is 4 for 13 with 10 RBIs. The 2-0. Called strike waist high. 2-0. Camposano had a bases loaded walk, and the Chihuahuas, now to set this up, would send up Rodolfo Duran. Now, Duran tonight had a walk in the first inning, a triple in the third, a double in the fourth, a single in the sixth, and then a ground out in the seventh. So the Chihuahuas catcher stepped up in the bottom of the eighth inning with the bases loaded, needing a home run for a cycle. And here's what happened. Green on 2-0. Swung on. Belted. High and deep. Out in left center. It is a grand slam and a cycle for Rodolfo Duran. Duran with his 14th home run. And most memorable of the year, Rodolfo Duran hits for the cycle. The first in a Chihuahuas game since Jose Iglesias in 2023. It goes 435 feet. That was the Hospitals of Providence play of the game, brought to you by the Hospitals of Providence, the official hospital of the El Paso Chihuahuas. And Duran tonight hitting for the sixth cycle in Chihuahuas history. He's the West Star star of the game, brought to you by West Star. It's more than banking to us. But once again, the Chihuahuas win 16-3. So, tomorrow, these two teams will meet again in El Paso. Final home game of the year for the Chihuahuas. Left-hander Mason Albright, 2-5 with a 6.72 ERA, goes for the Isotopes. El Paso will start left-hander Jackson Wolf, who's 6-3 with a 5.68 ERA. So that'll be tomorrow at 12:05. Thank you to Jason Tafoya back at the studio. Chihuahuas tickets are available at epchihuahuas.com. We hope you get tuned into the broadcast tomorrow, right here on 600 ESPN El Paso.
Thank you for listening to El Paso Chihuahuas Baseball. Chihuahuas broadcasts are brought to you by Brady Plus, Casa Auto Group, Cesar Ornelas Law, Eastern New Mexico University, GECU, IPS, LNF Distributors, Longhorn Distributing, Mosquito Squad, NMSU, PC Automated Controls, Pepsi, Sarah Farms, Speaking Rock, Texas Farm Bureau, The Foot Institute, The Fountains at Farah, The Hospitals of Providence, Town Square Media, Triple S Janitorial and Pool, TxDOT, UTEP, and Westar. You can tune in to all Chihuahuas games live right here on 600 ESPN El Paso.
I think ZJ's in a position that I don't really see. And so it kind of works both ways. And right now it's a complete disaster offensively, as you could see tonight.
He's Kelly Stauffer, ESPN college football analyst, joining us on the Dr. Pepper call online. For the third time now in the last two games, Florida had a touchdown called back because of a penalty. I know we always default to when you get penalties, and Florida got a lot of them tonight, as they did last week, and stupid ones at that. We always put it back on the coach, right? There's no discipline. There's no, you know, structure or whatever it may be. But, I mean, how much are the penalties really on Napier? I mean, what can he do at this point in time?
Well, I don't know that last week was somewhat a different story because there were a lot of undisciplined penalties. And tonight there were five holding penalties, and most of them made a big difference. One of them directly factored into taking that long touchdown off the board where LSU had dropped coverage. But to me, the buck stops with Billy on all of it, to be